runway, hand in hand, as we take off and got our home flight planned. It's a non-stop life that I'm a-loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a non-stop life that I'm a-loving you.
Hi, this is Dr. Teresa Velasquez, your host, and that was a song by Randall Rutledge, Nonstop Light. And tonight we have our VIP guest, Deborah Hemmer. Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Teresa.
Nice to have you here.
Well, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about mental health during the holidays. And after.
Even now, yeah, we were talking about that a lot recently, you and I and Dr. Leslie. Right, all that. The circumstances that happen to people that affect them all the time, but especially intensify during the holiday season, unfortunately. Teresa?
And do we have Dr. Duffy there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Dr. Duffy. How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you getting ready for the holidays?
Yes, it's right around the corner before you know it.
And we've had a lot. We've already had Thanksgiving, now the Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we have a lot of holidays that, you know, we're all celebrating. And unfortunately, there's some that can't deal with that. And that's our topic for today. How do we deal with this mental health issues that we have during this time of year? The people who feel depressed, feel like they don't have anyone to go to or be around and celebrate the holidays. What do you think, Dr. Duffy, about this?
So I think really a faceted approach to depression and anxiety around the holidays is the best thing to do. And start early, you know, don't wait until the time is upon you. You know, and a lot during this time of the year, the days are a lot shorter. You know, we're hitting our fall and winter months and there's less daylight. And that can cause something called seasonal affective disorder. It's not fully understood, but a lot of people during this time of the year feel more sad, more depressed because really of lack of sunlight. So if you think this might be something that you suffer with, you know, going outside, even if it's a cloudy day or a snowy day, going outside and just getting some sunlight can help. Talking to your doctor, see if medications will be right for you, getting counseling, all those things help. You know, if you're a believer, going to church or, you know, connecting with your spiritual side will help. But I do want to mention some of the most, popular and effective medications are called SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And they've been around since the late 80s, with the first one being Prozac, which touted as a miracle drug. And for many people, it can be that. So it's really important to realize that for depression and anxiety, they are really effective, but it takes 4 to 6 weeks to see any improvement because your brain is just trying to get used to the chemical balance, and it takes that long to get really into your system. So don't give up. Keep pressing forward and taking your medication every day. Sometimes there can be a rare side effect of suicidal thoughts or ideations, and if you have anything like that, please, you know, contact your doctor immediately. There are also some other things that you can do to help, you know, play around with your neurotransmitters. And one of those things to boost dopamine is just to make some simple goals that you will complete. Helps to keep your mind busy, helps keep you focused. Knowing maybe there's a little reward for you at the end. You know, you can say, you know, if I sweep the floor, I'm going to go out for an ice cream or, you know, something like that. Or I'm going to go for a pedicure or whatever it is, something that makes you happy. to boost oxytocin. Actually, giving someone a compliment has been shown to boost that. Even, you know, if they're strangers, you know, you like their shirt, you give them a compliment, that can really go a long way for them, too, to help boost their mood. You never know what someone is going through, so being kind is always is the right answer.
I agree, yeah. It's giving a compliment or, you know, even exercise is very, very good. You should, you know, if you have nothing to do, go out with your friends, do some exercise, stay connected with people, try and reach out if you feel lonely, you know. And Deborah, what do you think as far as you had mentioned doing normal things?
Yes, because that can make life seem less upsetting if you're going through something that's challenging or it's different this year and maybe you're gone through a loss. And doing something normal is, in a way, if you like you say, planning ahead, Dr. Duffy, just start thinking about ways you can adapt to this before it hits you, and hits you very hard in some cases. So one thing is to, I was thinking about, and going by what I've read and heard even on television, is to tell yourself that your circumstances have changed, at least they have at this point. And you have to try and figure out ways to adapt and accept that. And doing that, you might also think about, ask yourself this question, do I really feel the same about all this right now? You might not. You might feel that without your family, that you've lost a family member or several family members or other things have happened to change your circumstances. Perhaps you don't feel the same way about the holidays either. Although you want to respectfully acknowledge the holidays, you might also feel that you just don't want to do all the decorations. And there's no rule you have to do it that way, decorate or not decorate or put up a tree. But accept that things have changed right now and you have to go on. And then tell yourself also not only to do normal things, I mean normal, to maybe do things that are non-holiday related that you've always enjoyed, that always maybe cheer you up, like a favorite television show, DVDs, the music that you like that maybe is non-holiday music. Because you get so much of that when you're out publicly, right? So, again, things that you always enjoy that are normal. And go out about your errands and your chores and your job and whatever else you do that are not related to the holidays so much. You have it constantly thrown at you, if you can help it. And also tell yourself not to give in. That little voice inside you, as though you're talking to a counselor. And he's telling you, perhaps, don't give in. What are you going to do? Don't give in. If you start getting very teared up and emotional about something you're around other people, try to tell yourself not to give in and keep going forward, and that can help. And also one way thing I was thinking about, too, is to maybe even avoid people, places, other situations that might make you feel sad and depressed. Whatever that is, it could be anything that tends to trigger
you. Right, you can also help out if you enjoy doing things for others. I've gone to St. Mary's here in Stockton, and I usually, you know, help pitch in. And it makes you feel good when you're helping somebody else. And so you can do something like that rather than feeling sorry for yourself that, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't have anybody around. Or not feeling good, you know, during the holidays. And instead of feeling sorry for yourself, just go help some other people, you know. And it makes you feel great, you know, when you're helping someone else.
I mean, you realize that's going on. There's a lot of suffering in our world, and you can do something special. I send a card to a child. We've talked about that. And we don't need that kind of cheering up and to other people who are having a bad time. Another thing I thought about, too, is do something special even for yourself. And me saying it isn't really selfish to do that. But sometimes you don't have a huge family or things are different. I think it's always wise to prepare yourself in advance, like Dr. Duffy said, for what could happen to you emotionally, is to plan some little treat, you know, don't leave yourself out of it, but to plan some little special thing to look forward to. It could be a candy treat, chocolate, and like it. But, of course, anything that you like. And that might, nothing expensive, but just something to look forward to, a book, something to listen to or read, when that's going on, because it can hit you hardest when it actually happens, after hearing about it so much. So it has to look forward to, not elaborate, but that too. Don't leave yourself out of the whole situation either, I don't think. It helps. and try to just not focus too much on it, dwell on it. And of course, you can pray. I mean, say a prayer for strength. Certainly, remember what it really is about, as we discussed, and also when you focus on that too, it kind of
right. And you don't have to spend a lot of money during the holidays. People think that they have to, you know, go and shop. You don't have to. You just have to have a little fun with some family. You can go caroling, go with friends, and go caroling. And, you know, just do some fun stuff that we had talked about.
Whatever you think you can handle. That would make you, you know, help you get through whatever you're going through. So, yeah, remembering the real reason for it, as we've discussed also with Dr. Leslie, of course, that aspect of it's kind of lost a lot during the Christmas time. And the New Year, too. I mean, you've got that to go into, which can be quite a...
Yeah, New Year's Eve. You got New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. You can go dancing. Dancing is a really good way of feeling good. You know, the chemicals kick in and the happy chemicals. So dancing is a good way of feeling better during the holidays.
Yeah, it's a time for such deep reflection, too. That can trigger a lot of anxiety in a lot of people because if they had a bad year and now they're going forward into the unknown year, it can make them feel a little bit nervous. Because we don't know what to hit. And if they've gone through losses or things have changed in a negative way, they need to have that sense of optimism that and not dwell on that either. And again, it's not thinking about it too much, but again, be optimistic. And I mentioned, try to think about this to yourself, that yes, your circumstances have changed, and they can change. So, and even for the better. You know, that's the thing. Can, C-W-A... W-C-W-A-W-N, can change. I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to stay in the same situation that you're not happy in right now, but maybe next year will be better, and they can change. Capital C, capital A, and capital N, can underline. So if that's a way, maybe, to end of the new year to not be thinking that is always going to be something that you are not pleased with, your life will be better.
Dr. Duffy, anything else you'd like to add to that about you know, what can we do to improve others, you know, lives during the holidays?
You know, there's at my church in particular, you know, they like families sign up, they're less fortunate, and then, you know, the church gives them gifts and different things, and they have a list, and I really think, you know, it's so fulfilling for both, you know, the giver and the recipient to do something nice for somebody who really needs it. You know, save your money for somebody who really needs it versus somebody you know who has everything that they need and just doesn't make a lot of sense to go into debt and cause yourself more stress when they didn't really need it. So if you can do some simple things for people who do need it, that really, it really goes a long way.
Exactly. Not go into debt. The credit cards and all that. You don't want to do that. You just figure out ways of having fun and sharing time with people and volunteering at your church if that's what you do, if you enjoy going to church. And just, you know, having fun and don't get overstressed. And Deborah, what else would you like to add to that?
Well, again, reaching out to people, and I've talked to one lady, and of course these are people I meet along the life's way. You know, people have made a big deal out of course of Santa Claus, and we have to remember, too, again, what can help you is that a lot of people are having a hard time with inflation right now and making ends meet, as the saying goes, and there are elderly people, too, who feel very isolated and lonely, who don't see their families much at Christmas time or even Thanksgiving went by, for one, I know. But the whole thing is that, you know, you have to kind of find out maybe who you can help. And when you take that into perspective also, when you talk to other people, everybody's not, you realize that everybody's not enjoying it that much. One lady was telling me in a business that she was had always told her children not to believe in Santa Claus, but to focus on what it really means. But they don't give gifts. That's their family tradition. So, and really, she can't really afford all that. She's a working mom. She's trying to make provide home and you know, health care and all the things you have to provide and food for their children. Gifts aren't an option for a lot of people. But she long ago made it her family tradition not to even expect them at Christmas time on their birthdays. Not then. It becomes too much.
Well, reach out to some elderly person, too, because there's a lot of lonely elderly people.
They long for that kind of interaction, Teresa, really. It doesn't help them to be isolated and alone. Often their family members don't live in their hometown where they're currently residing, or they don't come around for other reasons. It can be uncomfortable around older people who are sick and disabled, and sometimes, unfortunately, it happens, where they're left by themselves. And, you know, those places, the nursing care places, the facilities, even retirement communities, you can find people who are just waiting for that kind of friendly conversation from someone, and they really need it.
So, Dr. Duffy, what do you think about helping others, supporting your friends and family? What else do you have to add to that?
You know, especially if you are grieving, you have so much on your plate, and just have no motivation to do anything, you know, it just forget about your problems and focus on somebody else completely. I mean, pretty soon, if you're really engaged, you're going to forget that you even have any problems. Like Dr. Glenn was telling us last night, try it for 10 minutes. See if you can, you know, just do 10 minutes, and then you're going to get motivated. Others around you are going to get motivated, and, you know, you're going to feel better. And
About the gym, about going to the gym, the 10 minutes.
Yes. Yes. And then, you know, don't isolate yourself. You know, depression and anxiety will tell you to isolate yourself, but please don't do that. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, just try to, you know, be with others. If that's what helps you, you know, try going to a church or, you know, your religion, whatever your religion is, to be engaged with people. And, you know, you might meet some new friends and have some new experiences that way.
Right. You can go to the gyms are nice. You know, they're not too expensive. You can just join a gym and enjoy some time there with people and do some exercise. Like you said, Dr. Kevin from the Quail Lakes Baptist Church, he's a pastor there, and he said, you know, 10 minutes. And before you know it, you know, you're going to be feeling good. Just take part in whatever's going on. And you had mentioned, both of you had mentioned going to church. That's another place you can find nice people and get involved. And there's so many things going on this time of year, too, the caroling and the giving and helping at the churches. You know, just look around. Nonprofits. You have a lot of nonprofits around. And you could be involved. So you have to take it upon yourself to get involved and to help others and give compliments, right? And just enjoy. Just enjoy being.
Yeah, they have vote counts. I was going to suggest, maybe recommend too, like he does, is to seek out somebody who's trained like that and professional to talk to about this, to share it. If you feel too embarrassed enough that you want to talk about it to people, that, because it goes on all year, if you already feel that way, the anxiety and depression, and you're ashamed to admit it to other people, we discuss that too. Seek out counseling help, because God, Baptist Church in Stockton, California, where he's associate pastor now, and they have a huge lay counseling group over there, a lot of counseling groups that you can get involved with if you live in Stockton, or you can look it up on a website, and maybe your local churches, wherever you live and you're listening to this, have the same thing or similar programs. And always try to talk to your pastor. I think that's really, because they're highly trained, usually in psychology, most are, and they can guide you along on what they think you can take, how much of this you need to go through, the steps that you need to take personally to get through church services even. I know people who skip church because their husband passed away, or wife, or somebody else, and they don't want to go sit down there and sit alone in the sanctuary. That's the first. They don't enjoy that. Or maybe he's singing in the choir, and they can still imagine him being there, and it hurts. And so this is, I've known people like that. They avoid the church service themselves because of the painful emotions it can bring. And the holidays are even worse. So if the pastors can guide you with what they think you can handle emotionally during the holidays, especially at any time of the year. So seek out that kind of help. I think it's a good idea. after talking with him too.
Right. There's also therapy dogs. If you're interested in, you know, pets, and you can get a therapy dog. I know Nessa Sevier, she's been on the show, and she has her therapy dog. She takes to the seniors, you know, and she shares her therapy dog with everybody there, and they just love it, you know. So that's another way. I have my pets, and I love being with my pets. They make me happy, you know. That's another way.
You come home. They greet you, yeah, and they make you feel like you're welcome all the time and loved, and if nobody's around at the moment, they are there to show their affection and their appreciation that you're around. And that's so important. I know here to greet you at the end of the day is really a human need, I think, and that we matter.
That's very true. So now we have Dr. Kevin, hopefully the next show. And he is a pastor over at the Quail Lakes Baptist Church near the, on Stockton. And he was talking about some really interesting things. And he has a grief support there. And he's written a book that he mentioned, Hand Over Fist, and Invitation to Civility or something. That's the name of this book. But, you know, there's resources. You can reach, go online and get some books, things that can help you as well. So there's no reason to be depressed. Happy. There's a lot of solutions, a lot of good things you could do.
Can be brain chemicals, like Dr. Duffy was saying. Sometimes people don't know why they are. I know people like that, too. They have everything going for them, but they still are. They don't even know why. So a lot of people are taking medications for that. And that's why it's so important to seek that kind of help. Sometimes your pastor can recognize it, and like he runs the, you know, operates the lay counseling and so forth, is ahead of it. They can identify what's going on with people and often refer them, maybe even to somebody else, a medical doctor or somebody else who is qualified to actually prescribe certain medications that they might need. So,
right. It's always- Dr. Duffy, have you dealt with these kinds of situations where you've had to prescribe?
Yes, SSRIs are extremely common medications. They're super helpful. They kind of make you feel more hopeful when really your situation hasn't changed. And so I really feel like the best approach for depression is, you know, medications, counseling, all those things together, you know, lifestyle changes. Not isolating yourself, you know, and even if you feel like you can't afford counseling, contact your local church. Pastors are, you know, trained to counsel you, and they would be happy to do so. So I would just recommend that, you know, some people, whoever's hearing this tonight that is struggling with depression, just to reach out to your local church for depression. For depression resources and, you know, possibly some counseling. And, you know there is help out there. The National Suicide Hotline is 988, and they offer some, you know, mental health services and things, like you can text or call. So please, if you're out there having any suicidal thoughts, you know, you're loved. God has put you here for a reason, and He has a purpose for your life. And He's going to use you if you just let Him. Don't let your heartache and trouble go to waste. Use it for good, for your own wisdom, or to help others. Because there's no compassion like, you know, somebody who's been through it. So just know that there's help out there, and know that you are loved.
That's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. And, Do we have anything else, Matt? Do we have a song coming up soon?
Yeah, whenever you're ready for it, it's loaded.
All right. That's Nathan. It's a song by Nathan Hutchins, NJ. It's a stage name, and he's from the UK. And I guess we can go ahead and play his songs. Great having you, Dr. Leslie Duffy and Deborah Hemmer. And God bless, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
inside, you make my heartbeat rise. I gently grab your hair, girl, this love is rare.